Hey there, this is Mobile Agent TV, helping agents stay on the cutting edge from coast to coast.
Welcome to Mobile Agent TV. I am Michael Thorne of REMAX Little Oak Realty in Langley, BC, and my co-host, as always, is Dave Faulkware from Bridgewater, New Jersey's REMAX Preferred Professionals in the Enviro Realty team. Dave, how do you take your steak?
Medium rare.
Oh, see, is there any other option besides that? Quick poll of the panel. Leo, how do you take your steak?
I probably even go rare sometimes, depending on the steakhouse.
Vince?
I'm medium rare.
Okay, good. These are four people I can hang out with. Sorry for the delay getting on the air. We're having too much fun before we started the broadcast. You can interact with us live using the hashtag MATVLive, and you can also get us on Twitter at Mobile Agent TV. I am going to enable the Q&A feature right now so you can ask us questions during the show of our amazing panelists. Big announcement. Before I'm the big announcement, I want to give a huge big thank you out to the people that put on the Banff Western Connect. It was an unbelievable event. Great networking with some amazing people, and to Bill Matter and the rest of the crew that put on that event, I want to say thank you very much. I will be there in 2017. It was fantastic. Dave, here we go. Our announcement that we've been waiting to make. It's official. We have our time and our date. Mobile Agent TV will be doing a live episode of the show from the floor of the marketplace at REMAX R4 on Tuesday, March the 3rd, 11:30 to 12:30. And we have some big guests lined up. We will make those announcements in the following weeks. But once again, Dave, our most favorite show we've ever done must be our live show last year with Dave Liniger, Corey Vasquez, Chris Spiker, Katie Lance, Valerie Garcia. It was fantastic.
Right, and without revealing anything, we're going to promise you that it'll be even bigger and better and with even more important guests than last time.
With all due respect to our guests, you're right. That's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be fantastic. Want to introduce today's show. Today's show is going to be a different show. It's going to be inspirational. I think it's going to help you improve your business, but it's also going to just really, celebrate some of the amazing people that are in the REMAX family. We're going to highlight two great REMAXers, but there are a ton of people out there, the Tony Joes of the world and the Bruce Johnsons of the world, and there's a lot of people all throughout North America and the world that are REMAX agents that are doing amazing, and we just really want to highlight a couple of these people. So I want to introduce, first of all, Vince Mirabelli. You can get him on Twitter at Vince Mirabelli, M-I-R-A-B-E-L-L-I, and his 160 Twitter bio reads, REMAX Realtor, love of family first, life, traveling, great food and wine, and a passion for social justice, just trying to be the change I wish to see in the world. Welcome to the show, Vince.
Thank you.
And also we have on the show Leo Bruno. You can get him on Twitter at Team Leo, that is L-E-O, and his 160 Twitter bio reads, over 20 years of combined real estate experience in the greater Vancouver market, committed to building community with clients, families, and friends. Welcome to the show, Leo.
Thank you.
All right, so let's start off. Vince, just give our viewers you're out in the OA, in the Ontario market there for REMAX, just give our viewers who might be in the States or in Western Canada who don't know who you are, a little bit of your history in the real estate space.
My name is Vince Mirabelli. I've been working with REMAX. It'll be 8 years this summer. I live in a city called Thunder Bay. For those of you that don't know, that is northwestern Ontario. We're about half an hour north of the Minnesota border, so we're right near the Americans. We have a great real estate market here and a very successful one.
Isn't that the home of Paul Schaefer?
It's the home of Paul Schaefer and a lot of NHL stars, the Stahl brothers and a hell of a lot of others.
Fantastic. Leo, same thing with you. Give us a history of your history in the real estate space.
Okay, so just over 20 years of service in real estate, over 16 with REMAX, maybe even 17. Been in the business in the same area. I am just outside of Vancouver, kind of between where Michael is and Vancouver is where Coquitlam lies. Feeder community, a lot of people commute into Vancouver. I just have a passion for being with the clients. And if you see my left hand here is a little strange off the screen, it's because I'm feeding my daughter at the same time too. So I am a father of a four-month-old baby girl. So might as well turn the computer and show her off because everybody loves babies. Say hi.
Congratulations.
Hey, hold on, wait, hold on. Wait. Trying to feed her and make her happy. Say hi, Olivia. Hello.
So
we've had puppies, but this is our first baby on the show. Leo, and let's start here before we really get into the topic about giving back. When I found out that you were going to be a dad, which you were super pumped about, there's probably no other person that I was like could be the coolest father of all time than Leo Bruno. For the people that know you, the people that have been going to RE/MAX conferences for the last number of years, you are just one of those personalities that people sort of want to be around. You have got a ton of energy. You're very, very excitable. Let's start there. Let's start with, and we talked about this before we get on the air, we've said on the show many times about being authentic to who you are. You are clearly authentic, even though the personality's got a ton of energy. Has it always been the case for you, Leo, or is that something that has evolved over the years?
I think that I've been blessed. I was saying earlier before we got online that being the youngest of five has a definite advantage as far as having thick skin, because when you're the youngest of five, you know, you kind of get leftovers and something, you might have to wear your sister's shirts and stuff like that. So all of a sudden, you know what I mean, your skin gets pretty thick. And in real estate, I just found that it was very easy to be different than the other agents 20 years ago, and it was fresh to people because I was honest, I was exciting, and I was contagious, trying to spread kind of like positive energy, not even in challenging markets. So it just kind of became a thing. But I think that it did start at an early age, just having lots of family around me and always knowing that I could fall back on them if I ever had any troubles. And really, I've never looked back since I started real estate, and don't care what the other agents think because it's for my clients. Like, I am here to serve my clients. I'm not here, I love Vince, but I'm not here to serve him. I'm here to work in cooperation with him. So always putting clients first has been a priority, and I think that that has been something that served me well too.
Vince, your reputation of being a pillar in your community is almost unmatched. I mean, it's hard to have a conversation about with other agents about you and your personality without people mentioning how charitable and what a good guy you are. Has that always been the case? Because we go to your website and we look down how you're involved in the community, and it's staggering. It's almost like you're a serial volunteer. You can't help it. But has that always been the case? What is such a big thing? Why are you so big on giving back to your community?
I was born, you know, I have the privilege of being born in a great Italian loving family, and one that gives back in the community. So I've always had that instilled in me from before real estate that you should give back. And so I used to volunteer a lot when I was in my early teens. I stopped for a while because, you know, I turned 19 and fell into the party scene. And then in my early 20s, I started getting back into it and giving back, and I think to me is the most important thing in life. And I was doing it before real estate, and it was never really about, it's for me, it's not about the business. For me, it's always just about giving back. And when I got into real estate, I actually started getting sad because I couldn't give back as much because I was so busy with my business that I couldn't volunteer as much. But that's always been a part of my fabric, and it was built in me from my family, and I'm going to continue to pass that legacy on to my friends, my family, my children one day. So.
And I want to be very careful, Dave. I don't know how we skirt this conversation with these two guys giving back and also talk about how it's helped your business. I mean, I don't think that's the intention for anyone who's truly giving back to their community, but there's no doubt that it has fundamentally affected these guys' business.
Well, it should, and you're right. I mean, it's sort of the unanswered part of it, but if you're going to – because life is about what you give, not what you get. We all have to leave this life with what we came in with, and it all happens with what goes on in between. And you're going to, it all balances out, you know, and the just reward, if you're giving back to your community and you're participating, is just by nature, your business will do well. And I don't think there's anything wrong about talking about it. I know that's not why they do it. We certainly give back too, but it's not why we do it. But it's just by nature, it has to benefit you. It has to help you. It has to help you and your family.
Yeah, totally agree. Leo, we've talked a lot on the show about knowing your why when it comes to real estate. What is your why? Where does your community involvement, what is it? Is it, it makes you feel really good? I'm sure it does. It always does. But why are you so involved in your community?
I was going to first, I was just running back to my fridge. I had a picture up when I played Santa Claus, and it made me think of what you were saying, Vince, that before real estate, I was already in a state of charity because it's what I grew up with in a French-Canadian family. So it must be of similar, you know, background and mentality. Like, you, after the party, you close the chairs and you sweep underneath the church hall and wipe down the table so that it looks good. So it does start with family first, like how you're brought up. I think that makes it easier to stay involved in community. And same thing, I lived in Coquitlam my whole life. So it's easy to give back because I know I'm giving back to family and friends. And if you don't know it, people are watching. And if you do it long enough, then they see that really it's not an act. It's just an act of charity, right? It's just an act of giving. So I think it just naturally happens, and the benefit from it and the why is because you radiate happiness when you give to others. Like, you see the little kid get the toy, I remember, or you see, you know, you're giving a check and how much it helps, or you're dropping off food and the food helps people, you know? Like, it's just an incredible feeling that just gives you it makes me feel like a kid, you know, like how you have that natural, when you're a child, you just have that natural happiness. Like, you're like I can make my daughter laugh and it's over nothing. I feel like when we give, it just kind of gives you that, like, woo-hoo-hoo, I gave, woo! All right, it makes you feel good. So why wouldn't you want to feel good? Because taking has the opposite feel.
Okay, and so Leo, on that, you talked about how it's fundamentally a fabric of your family. You are the team leader of the team, Leo. I mean, that's a family, right? That's your working family. Has your charity in the end and your passion rubbed off to the people that are on your real estate team? Is there buy-in there? Have you created that same feeling amongst your team?
I think that yes, and my team has just recently changed too, but I'm going to say yes and yes. I think that one of the slogans we have is it's the pride of the community, and I know that whoever's thinking of working with me knows that I'm community-driven, so meaning that they'd have to participate in events and are of the same mindset. And I think that even though I'm the leader, you attract the type of people that you want to be surrounded with. So I've been blessed to have great people that, you know, no matter how crazy, like when I drove across Canada, like I'm going to drive across Canada and Miata, give it away at the end and sell bottled water. And my wife's like, what? We just got married. And then she's like making me labels, right? Like, there's the support network, you know, starting with Kristen. And then from there, you know, Matt, and at that time, Lori and Samira had my back, right? And so because they support the crazy ideas, and sometimes they just come up at the last moment, and, you know, you roll with it. And I think that you attract people that like you, not only for your giving side, but for your ethical side, and it all kind of makes one big recipe for a great, you know, a great team.
Vince, your passions appear to be when it comes to children. You have a foundation there in Thunder Bay. Talk about that. Why such a connection? Was that through REMAX, through the Miracle Home program? Why such a connection with children hospitals?
The love of children. I started out with an organization called Camp Quality. I started the year before real estate. My father was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and I'd heard of Camp Quality, and Camp Quality is a camp for children with cancer. So I wanted to get involved at the time. I felt that was my way of giving back to a cancer organization, and I love children. I mean, I don't have any of my own, but I've always loved them. So I started off with that, and then when I turned 29 years old, I had a bucket list of things I wanted to do before the age of 30, and one of them was to create my own endowment fund at the local hospital. And everything that I had done for the hospital was cardiac related because my father had had a heart attack, but I wanted to create something, and so I created this pediatric endowment fund to, one, create a legacy there at the hospital and to help these sick children for generations to come, and two, to leave something behind in this world and you know, with my name on it, and, you know, so one day someone can say, you know, that person inspired me to do something. So that's why I created that fund. It was a mixture of being with those children with cancer and having the experience of my life with
And I know you do it for these reasons, Vince, but recognition, you were recognized from the Queen, right?
I received the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Medal a couple years ago, yes.
See, that's it's amazing. I don't know anyone who has a medal from the Queen. It's incredible.
It was unexpected. I came home one day and there was a package and it arrived at my parents' house and my mom goes, "A package arrived," and it said Governor General of Canada, and I opened it up and there was a certificate and a medal, and I didn't receive it at the local level. I guess I was nominated by a few people and they didn't give it to me on a local level, but when I got that package, I was so happy. I mean, you don't do it for that reason, but I was pretty excited. I think the first person I texted was Valerie Garcia.
now, Dave, did you hear about Leo's water journey that he did? Was it last year, Leo, you did this?
2013.
Did you hear about this, Dave?
No, just what you said before.
So
gave it away.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't do it on two wheels like Bruce Johnson did, but it's the craziest thing that I've seen. So Leo, talk about how it started, how it transpired, and then the charity that you received from people across the country. That when I hear about the charity you received, it's almost like a catalyst. Your charitable efforts spawn other charitable efforts from other people. I know that's Bruce Johnson's experience. Talk about that experience, why and how that unfolded, because it's one of the most unique ways of raising money I've ever heard.
Okay, very cool. Hey, Vince, I got that Diamond Jubilee Award too. It was crazy. Oh yeah, the average person is about 75 that gets it. You make them look good, baby. You make them look good. Yeah,
Good job.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what happened. When I was younger, I wanted to be a millionaire by the time I was 30. So, and my goal was to see my own country before I flew out to see other countries. So I drove across Canada in a 74 Volkswagen van, and I did tailgate parties at the RE/MAX offices along the way, and I brought toys to some of the hospitals, and I just raised money. And that trip took 2 months and went all over Canada. So then when I was 40, I told Kristen, when I turn 40, every 10 years I want to drive across Canada. So how do you drive across Canada? How do you make it unique? How do you make it, fun? So I was trying to find different ways in my head, and I didn't know how long I'd have. So in kind of last-minute plans, I ended up by buying a Mazda Miata, and at Lac Mégantic, where the train derailment was, I found somebody to give the car away there. And in between, I just drove across Canada, stopping at and now it was a lot easier. It's amazing. 10 years later, how social media transform this fundraising. Like, I worked my ass off to get $7,000 last time, stopping tailgate parties, cooking hot dogs, giving away beers, and it was like, oh my god, it took 2 months, you know, that was 10 years ago. This time, it's like social media, it's like Twitter, Thomas Bajaglo, I'm coming to see you, okay, get lots of money, send. And, you know, and by the time it all sewed its story together, it just became kind of like a fun and epic journey where I stopped along the way and saw beautiful RE/MAX agents that just opened up their arms and hearts. And I did it without any real set agenda. So, for example, when I was driving through where Vince lives, you come through the top of Thunder Bay, and Ontario takes like 9 days to drive it because it's so freaking huge. Anyways, I think on day 17, as I was on my journey, I was going through Thunder Bay and all grumpy, and I phoned up Vince, and he was busy golfing when I was trying to soak him for some money. And then I went to his office, and I got skunked, damn Thunder Bay people, and I think I was angry. But anyways, I'm not angry now. I know you hear the Queen Jubilee Award. I find forgiveness in my heart. But saying that, I traveled all the ways through. I went to New Brunswick. I saw Kevin Martin, who he and I had an idea of helping out the less fortunate in Africa. I sold bottled water. At the beginning, people actually took the bottles of water. And at the end, I was like, really, do you want me to give you a bottle of water? And they didn't. And I stopped at Thomas's house, and I think he handed me something like $3,000 or $4,000. It was like the Johnny Carson. And in this envelope, $1,000. Anyway, it was awesome. And at the end, I drove back to Montreal and gave away the car to this guy who lost his wife, his brother, and his sister-in-law.
Unreal story. But you sort of blazed over the humorous part of it. You would sell people the bottled water, and then you would convince them not to take the bottled water because you needed the bottled water to sell to the next guy down the street.
It's a Mazda Miata. You can't put a lot of bottled water in it. So Kristen made me up all the labels, and I only bought 60 bottles of water, and I was trying to sell them. So I bought 30 at Costco, you know, the $5 box. We put the labels on those. I sold most of those at a wedding that I went to in Kelowna. No, in Osoyoos. So I was running out of water bottles. So then, basically, I was convincing people that they shouldn't take the water bottles and give me more money. And by the time, kind of like the buzz caught on, by the time I got to Halifax and PEI, it was like, you get my presents. The Queen gives me awards, mother lovers. It's going to cost $500 to come see you. So then, donations were huge. Kevin gave me $500. So many people. I mean, it was just, and people were awesome. And the offices were awesome. It was a great experience. And when the guy who I gave the Miata to, he didn't know I was giving him the Miata. And he was a giant. He's like, you're giving me this car? Like, and it was the best experience. And it was fun. I mean, the last time I drove across, so next road trip will be like in a big hot dog Winnebago with Olivia when she's 10. So it's going to be pretty cool, man.
Awesome. Dave, yeah. I mean, it's incredible, right? Like, I'm new to this RE/MAX family. I think maybe this doesn't shock you, Dave. You've been here for 30 years with RE/MAX. They're amazing people. Amazing people.
It is, and way back in the beginning, even when RE/MAX first started, we did a thing called a celebrity waiter's dinner. We've done garage sales, yard sales in our office, all for the Children's Miracle Network. It's our big charity here, and you never had a lack of participation. And it's just, it's just by the nature of the way our business is constructed, our offices tend to come together more, and you just meet fantastic people. Now, these guys are two perfect examples of, they're just two of many, 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 like you mentioned at the beginning of the show, a lot of people in this company that are, and they just all come together. The synergy makes it happen even more, and it's great.
Vince, I would suspect that the people you work with share your same values. That's very common in our business, that we attract similar people. Do you think that there's a shift in our society that people that give token gifts to their clients, which is nice, would rather you do something meaningful with that money that sort of spoke to them? I find when we do something great and share that experience with our clients, they connect with it a lot more than getting a box of chocolates at Christmas time. Have you had that experience with the people that you surround yourself with?
I agree with that. Actually, all my gifts, whenever I sell a home or list a home or sell a home, I give them a gift tailored to whatever I think they like. But at the same time, they also get a card and a certificate to show that a portion of the proceeds goes to Children's Miracle Network, which was one of the reasons why I did join RE/MAX in the first place, was the culture of philanthropy and the Children's Miracle Network and all of that. Out of all the companies, not only was it the best brand, but it had that culture of philanthropy. So when I see my clients, I give them a gift and I do the donation. Now, I mean, not every agent is going to do that, but I totally agree with you that if you did, a donation to a charity that really touched their heart, like if the client's father passed away from a heart attack and you gave something to Heart and Stroke, that would have more meaning than giving them, a box of chocolates or a bottle of wine or whatever. I do both, but not every. I mean, I don't expect every agent to do that. I'm probably a little bit more generous than the average person, but I agree with you that is, people would love that.
Yeah. Leo Fest. Leo, what
yes.
is Leo Fest? You're about to enter the 20th year of Leo Fest. It's crazy. Talk about the catalyst and what's that meant to your business and to your clients.
So, obviously, I started real estate at a young age, even though I may not look young. I started when I was 19. So, I started fairly young, and the concept was, back then it was really popular, cold call, door knock, and just that was the measure how you would reach out to people and chase for sale by owners. Anyways, at that time, I had just thought, I love partying. Like, in high school, I love partying, and after high school, I love partying. So, my thought was, well, why wouldn't I throw a party for my clients? Because that's where I feel most comfortable. Like, I love socializing. Like, I'm very comfortable doing that. So I had bought a house, and I wanted to force myself to have my house kind of renovated so that I could throw this client party. And Leo Fest was the name. And so what I found is a lot of people at that time, let's say maybe I'd sold 30, 40 houses, a lot of people that I invited wanted to bring something. So that first year, because I wanted to thank them, I didn't ask them to bring anything. The party was a huge success, maybe had 100 people, 150 people. People came through. And after that, I just changed it, and I just made an annual client party, but with the concept of giving back and collecting toys for Children's Hospital. And I drove across Canada. All those toys came from clients and food for the food bank. And it's changed. The evolution of the party has changed. I've rented zoos, rented golf courses, had house parties. So it's gone through a change, but the concept has been it's an annual party to give back to my clients to say thanks so that I don't have to pick up the call, phone to call them. And now, actually, my business is based on calling them back as I'm evolving and trying to improve my business. But really, that was my way to reach out to them, was to have annual client events. And on top of that, have, like, you know, I've had several parties a year, but instead of calling them, have them come to me. And so LeoFest was one that has been kind of like the landmark and has had some pretty epic turnouts and good fun. So, of course, then I was younger and wilder. So, you know, as you get older, they become mellower. And, you know, as you have a child, things change. But this year I'm looking to do it and possibly do it in this helicopter spot and give people like helicopter rides and do like a James Bond theme, and there's a Ferrari parked there and shit like that. Like, it's gonna, I love doing it. It's just like a wicked fun party. So
yeah, but I mean, it is. I mean, I see some of the stuff you're doing. It's fantastic. But there's always sort of a charitable theme that there's a silver lining that lets everyone know, you know, sort of that it's bigger than just a party.
Yeah, and I think that when you offer something to somebody, a lot of people feel compelled to say thank you or to give back. And so when you can throw a good event like that, like people are bringing nice, like some of the toys that I've collected over the years, some clients will spend $50, $75 on a nice toy to pay it forward to the hospital and stuff like that. And then the feeling when you drop them off at the hospitals or whatever is just like, that's awesome, dude. You're like, here, you want some toys for my clients? Who's it from? Like, my clients and friends. Like, I'm not even worried about telling them it's Remax or anything like that, because if you start doing it from that position, you know, it's just really, it's for my clients and friends, and it's a great way, you know, and then, like I said, it's fun.
And then do you tell that story, like out in marketing and social media about the party? Does it become part of your brand, or like you say, you sort of keep quiet about it, or do you go about then retelling that story so people in the community sort of get a sense of who Team Leo is?
I think on that one, it's a lifestyle. Like, I think that really, it's just actually become kind of like what people... I got a call yesterday for a listing that we took, and it was based on what I'm doing in the community. Like, I'm like, who? I don't even know who you are, you know? And so I think that brand or that culture that I've been putting out long enough, like, people know if they phone, whether it's for prostate, whether it's for Alzheimer's, whether it's for CNIB, like, whatever it might be, I'll always give something. You know, it doesn't have to be a large amount, but I'll always give something. And I think doing that consistently in a good market and a bad market just allows people to see truly what the mindset is behind Team Leo. And it's to be different than the average agent by giving more, you know, and giving starts receiving process. So when you're giving, it's like shit just keeps on coming back in. You know, it's like if you gave away, I'm sure if I gave away a table with four chairs, I'd get one with eight coming back. I'm like, I don't even know how it happened. I don't even want a table with chairs, you know. But it's just, that's what happens. People give back.
Isn't it interesting? It's like the law of positive attraction at work here. You know, you guys are just out doing your thing, and, you know, just by the nature of what you're doing, it's just all going to come back to you. And you can't, you know, we could have talked a little bit a couple minutes ago about, Michael brought it up, about how it increases your business, and it does. And, you know, how could you be giving back to the community if your business wasn't thriving? You know, if you were out just doing all of this stuff and you were just making minimum wage, you couldn't go and do these kinds of things that benefit other people. And it just kind of goes around, and it gets bigger and bigger just by the nature of what you're doing. And I commend you, both you guys. It's like, you know, it's fantastic you're doing this stuff.
Vin, and on that note, I mean, we don't want to harp on the fact that this is a smart business decision to be involved in your community, but at hopes of inspiring other agents to be like you two, that is one of the benefits. If you're on the fence about being involved in the community, has it improved your standing in the community to a point where people want to be around Vince to support your business because of the support that you provide the community?
I get a lot of people, you know, we're a city of 120,000 people, and everywhere I go, I was in Metro the other day grocery shopping, and the girl goes, "Oh, you're Vince Mirabelli," and she knew more about the stuff I do in the community, other than the fact that I was a realtor. And stuff like that. People, you know, they see it, and it's not always about business. And yeah, your business can go up. I mean, but also at the same time, every hour, and Leo would know that we're volunteering or doing something is an hour we're not focusing on our business. So there's a good time management there of doing both. And I truly believe what you put out in the world, you get back. And you know, and for the agents, I get agents that ask me all the time. To me, it's if you're gonna give, you got to do it sincerely. I get agents that say to me, oh, Vince, I volunteered here and there. I don't get business back. I always tell them it's not about the business. As soon as you focus it on the business, it won't work. It has to be sincerity there. And then that's when everything will come back to you. It's the law of attraction. If you're not doing it for the right reasons, it won't work. If you're doing it for the right reasons and it's coming from your heart, then that's when things will come back to you.
And okay, so when I go down your list of things that you're involved in, Vince, it's like – It's hard to believe that you have time. How do you balance your charitable issue projects with your business? Because we talk about balance on the show a lot. Dave's very, very big on, look, if you're not having fun and if you're not balanced, you can't serve your clients. If you're not fulfilled as a person, you can't betterment your clients. You can't be around your friends and family. How do you find balance in order to continue working and therefore continue being charitable?
I hit a brick wall a couple of years ago, and I finally decided that, you know, I was a one-man show, and, you know, Leo's got a team, and I decided to bring on an assistant, and now that assistant is now licensed as of last week, so I'm not me anymore. I'm actually Team Vince Mirabelli. So I brought on my assistant, Lori Absorp, and the reason why I brought her on is because she believes in the culture of philanthropy as well, and so she saw, you know, and I wouldn't bring someone on if they didn't feel the same way I do. And it's good to have a team, and hopefully one day I'll expand that team to more people to have the same process as me. But there is a balance of, you know, how do you do both? I mean, I'm a little bit crazy. I don't have a wife. I don't have kids. So I can afford to spend more time on volunteering. Obviously, that's going to change down the road. But to me, it's if you service your clients well and you do the philanthropy at the same time and you do it right, then the business will be successful.
Yeah, I mean, I had a conversation with Tony Joe many times. We were chatting the other day up in Banff about, you know, this guy is just volunteering and being all the time. Do you ever get from your clients, and I'm sure you don't, but I want to ask the question anyway, do you get a, I wish you spent more time getting my house sold opposed to being down at the hospital giving back, or is that people are thrilled that you're highly involved in the community?
I think the clients that I want to work with respect that. I have been fired by clients because, unfortunately, because of social media and this and that, they can see that I'm at this event or that event or you know, if there's something in the newspaper and, you know, their house doesn't sell, and then they want to blame that you're not concentrating on my house. So has it happened? Yes. About once or twice a year, I do get fired out of the 80 clients that tell me you're not spending enough time. But do I want those people as clients? No, I don't, because people that respect what you do and understand, then they'll work with you. Like, I know I'm not a bad agent, and the people that sit at the end of the day and will say that, then yeah, I don't want them as a client. But it has happened. It actually continues to happen. Every year I get at least one or two client firings. So, you know, you didn't sell my house because you're volunteering too much.
But it's all the work, all the stuff that you guys are talking about, it has to go both ways. You have to like your clients, and your clients have to like you, and have mutual respect. We just actually fired a client today, and it was like, it was great. It was, you know, that was great. Oh, he's got to get rid of this guy because he's sucking the life out of us, and we can't go out and do other things and find more great clients to help so we can make more money, so we can help other people. So it's kind of like a big circle that just keeps going around and around. I love the part about firing clients. I mean, that's rather than before they fire you, you know.
Okay, but Dave, before they fire you. But Dave, on that note, not to talk about too much business, an ongoing theme on Mobile Agent TV is building a business and not being transactional. There is no way you could fire an agent or fire a client. There's no way you could be charitable. There's no way you could do anything we're talking about on this particular show with a transactional mindset. You're so focused on the day. You're so focused on what Vince said. I'm volunteering so that I can get some more business. You're so focused on the outcome opposed to the process, the journey of it. You can't function in a transactional mindset, and I don't know how anyone wants to function in a transactional mindset that continues to be a theme on the show the last 2 years plus.
Absolutely. I don't know. I just think transactional agents are just unhappy people. And they're unhappy people because they're transactional brokers. They're just, if you're running your business like you just said, Michael, and it's a process and you're involved in the community and you've got great clients and they respect you and you respect everybody's having fun and we're just moving forward one day at a time and it's a great experience. The other way, I don't know, the other way sucks if you ask me. I'm surrounded by agents like that. I see them every day. I'm sure you guys do. People that are just not good at what they do, right? And because they're doing their business that way.
Leo, you're chuckling. I mean, but that's
what I'm talking about.
The money doing a client party because you were transactional. The only way you can do it is because you see a long-term benefit. Why are you chuckling about that? And talk about that mindset, because it's something you and I came across in Calgary. It's something that I feel very passionate about is building this business and looking out for the big picture. Talk about why you think that's funny.
Okay, so I want to grab the phone. This is my invitation. Yeah, hi. My name is Mike Smith. I sold 555 Smith Avenue, and I live at 55 Smith Street. Do you want to sell your house? No. Hi, my name is Mike Smith. I live at 555 Smith Avenue. Do you want to sell? Oh, shit. I don't live there. You do. Do you want to sell your house? No. Hi. Okay, here's mine. Hey, Claire, I'm having a party. There's going to be helicopters, Lamborghinis. Do you want to come? Yes, please. Yeah! High five. Like, that's the no-brainer. Like, that's like the improv right there. That wasn't even planned. But people want Ferraris and helicopter rides and gifts and donations back and a fun, exciting lifestyle because those are the ones that we're attracting. Those clients that Vince says they fired him, really, he fired them. He just wanted to make them feel better about himself. He's a Queen Diamond Jubilee Award winner, for heaven's sakes. So the reality is that when we are kind like Vince is and he allows them to fire them, unlike Dave, who's tough like me and says beat it before we get pissed off, it's just a great way to run your business because you're actually happy, you're contagious, what you talked about, and it is not, hi, I am 55 Smith Avenue. It's just, that is an okay way to generate business. I'm not saying it's not. It's not for me.
It'll never be for me either.
But it's not like, in my opinion, you know, and we are very, very involved in our community. It's not like I'm saying, I don't think I could have, I'm not giving up business by saying that's not for me. I think I have a better business because of it. It's not a decision not to do it, and it's impacting your business in a negative way. I just don't think I'm a way happier person, way more successful person. I'm a better father. I'm a better husband because I have a passion for what I do, and I do think I fundamentally make a difference in the people I work with in my business and the people I involve myself with in my personal life. Dave, you believe that you are providing a service that people need to hire you because the value that you provide. I couldn't even do it the other way. I know you couldn't. We wouldn't do the show together if you were the 555 Smith guy. But talk about that, about how you think there's no other way to do the business.
Well, there was a time when I first started when, you know, I didn't know any different, but I did it that way. And it, you know, as time went on, I burned out a couple of times, and it just sort of came to me, you know, that doing that business that way, this sucks. I got to get out of this business. And you know, I don't know. It's a tough one to just answer. There really is no other way to do this business. If you do it the other way, nobody can give me any kind of a reason why. Unless you're just, like I said before, you're an unhappy person, and I'm just here to make a couple of bucks, and I don't give a shit who I hurt or what I do. I'm just going to do it, and I'll go to the next transaction. Doing it this way, the way we're talking about on this show, this makes life so much easier, so much more fun. You know, yeah, we work really hard in this business. We all know this, guys. This is hard. We do hard work, and it has to be fun. Who the hell wants to work 60, 70 hours a week and work without having fun almost as much as you can? For every, you know, 70 hours a week, 68 hours of fun.
Yeah.
Vince, shine the light a little bit on RE/MAX. When you said, you know, you got involved, you know, one of the reasons why you want to get involved is sort of the culture of RE/MAX. Oh, my goodness gracious. Bruce thinks you've already broke the internet. Now look, there's a baby on screen. This is... No one's going to listen to a word you say, Vince, now. For everyone on the podcast, go look at the YouTube channel. Leo and Olivia are being adorable. Speak to the culture that is Remax that spoke to you, and do you think that the higher level up Remax culture does affect the agents below and how they're involved in their communities?
Oh yeah, there's. If you look at examples across the board, there's so many of us. You know, you look at what Leo and I do. We're just two of how many. There's so many people that do so many volunteer things, and you know, and you never hear about them because they're quiet. I mean, for me, a lot of it's different because there's money donated or this or that, and there's some PR behind it that comes. But what about the people that volunteer? I mean. I'd probably say that a big chunk of the Remax culture is out there volunteering and doing stuff. I read about them all the time. And then you see people like, to me, like a superstar is like Bruce Johnson, who to me is probably the most inspirational person in the Remax system, because I look at what I've done in the community and I don't think it's a splash of what I saw him do going across the country and the continent and down to Costa Rica and raising $100,000 for Children's Miracle Network. To me, he's an inspiration. So just like I'm an inspiration to people that don't do as much or don't feel that they do as much as me, he's an inspiration for me. And I think the whole Remax brand is built like that. And because they've instilled it in us, we're all an inspiration to each other. And on different levels, you know, I have a lot of respect even for the person who just volunteers 3 hours a week at a food bank. Like, to me, they do just as much as, you know, me doing an event that raises $50,000.
Leo, to you, and no one's going to listen to a word you say when your little girl hits the screen here in a second. But talk about, do you think that the Remax brand has in its culture does impact the agents that work underneath that shield to be more involved in their community?
Okay, my thought is Ron, Neil, Victoria, Linda, who does the stained glasses in Kamloops. Thomas, who gave me like thousands of dollars, Kevin Martin, this guy Dan out of Calgary that goes in Africa and pulls kids out of the dump. You know, so many, Christine Chorney helping with not raise a roof, but you know, there's just so many people, and you can go through every province, and whether it's in the hospitals or in the community, whether it's Alzheimer's, there is an agent that's out there, and I think that we at Remax attract a higher quality of agents in general, so maybe we hire a better quality of fundraisers just in that process also. But there's fundraisers and there's doers like this guy, Dan. He goes actually to the dump and saves the babies. Like, he's 10 times the man I am. He's 50 times the man I am. Like, I wouldn't be able to pick up one of those babies. I'd be just messed up for the rest of my life. And he's out there every year trying to make a difference and save human beings' lives, you know? And there's others that are building shelters, and there's just people that give back. And all. Honestly, if you give me the time, I could pull somebody out from every province that does incredible things in the Remax family, and probably every major city too, if you look close enough. And a lot of it, like Vince said, goes unnoticed. We're just blessed because people, well, I'm loud and proud, and look at Vince's tie. I mean, he just has to show up, and they all look at him. Ow!
Well, yeah, and on that note, and that's what I want to do. I want people to know that I reached out to two of you because I think you're good examples. You didn't come searching for the thanks that you give in your community, because then you're not doing it authentically, which we talked about before. You're not doing it for the right reasons. Dave, before we finish it off here, talk about the Remax brand. Talk about the culture that is charitable, because it is a big thing. When we go to an R4, giving back is a major theme. The big give is the major theme. The golf, you know, the golf tournament, all of it has a charitable aspect. We're having fun. We're helping the community. Instead, talk about that culture that you've witnessed for 25, 30 years.
Right. Well, I think it's exactly what Leo to us in the States, Leo to you Canadians. exactly what he said. I mean, it is just the success. You know, success breeds success, and the more successful you are, in my opinion, for the most part, by and large, people are more charitable. And this is the most successful company by far. And every right from the beginning, when I first joined Remax, you know, it's 30 some years ago, it was people were more successful, and they just gave more. And like you said, it's just the culture. It's hard to define, you know, but again, it all connects to the success of the agent, in my opinion.
Vince, before we let you go, maybe this is hard to quantify and put in words. You know, is the key to being charitable for someone out there who wants to get more involved in their community to find something that resonates with them so that there's a reason behind it so you want to be involved? What sort of advice would you give to someone saying, yeah, you know what, I've always wanted to get more involved in the community. Where do I go? How do I get involved?
I think finding something that they're passionate about, because when you're passionate about something, you're more involved than just people always ask me, what should I get involved with? Well, my father had a heart attack, so that's why I got involved in cardiac. I love children, and that's why I started a pediatric fund. You know, no one in my family's been affected with MS, so for me to go and help out MS Society, I would help them, but I wouldn't be as passionate about it because it hasn't really affected me. So I tell people they should be getting involved with things that they're passionate about. If your mother had breast cancer, then, you know, get involved in a cancer organization.
And Leo, I would imagine your advice would be exactly the same thing too as well, right?
Yeah, mine is the easiest way to sell it. Like, that's why I started with Leo Fest, like a real party, because I love parties. If you find what you're passionate about, it makes it easy to radiate to your highest level. Like, you just naturally give off your best endorphins. You know, you naturally release what people want to be around because you're like, look at, woo-woo, got my baby girl, she's happy, you know, she smells good. And you're happy, so people are like, dude, I want the happiness. And when you're doing things that you enjoy, like for Vince with his dad having been sick, you automatically are drawn towards that because it's a compelling story that makes him and motivates him, because when he grows up, he wants to be like his dad, or he wants to be generous or whatever it might be, or just help others so they don't have to go through the same experience, but it comes across because it's genuine. And genuine is truly something that, he said, don't worry about what other people are thinking about you. Find what your passion is, and you wouldn't believe there's other people there that have the same passion.
Absolutely. Dave, takeaway from the show.
I don't have a debate. These two guys said it all. You know, it's the law of attraction, and, you know, it that's what it's about. And give back. And again, what I said before, I think, is it's that life's not about what you get, it's what you give. And because when it's all over, you're going to come in with nothing and go out with nothing. So, you know, let's give back.
And I really want this show to be an honor to all the amazing RE/MAX agents all throughout North America and the world, and for anyone who's involved in charitable work. A lot of people do it for no other reason than because it makes them feel good with no expectation or no want of attention. And I'm blessed to be surrounded by so many amazing people that inspire me and in return inspire them, and it just becomes a ball that rolls. Vince, how do people get a hold of you and send the referrals out to Thunder Bay, Ontario, home of the Stahl Brothers and Paul Schaefer?
They can check out my website, vincemirabelli.com. I have my Facebook page, I have my personal page, my Twitter page, Instagram, or just Google me. I Googled myself last night and found some interesting stuff, so. Nothing bad, but.
Leo, how do people get a hold of Leo Bruno and the and Team Leo out in the Tri-City areas of British Columbia, halfway between where I am in Langley and in Vancouver?
My daughter wrote it, okay? www.teamleo.com, or for the American friends, www.teamleo.com.
That's the best. And by the way, enjoy your daughter. I had a chance to smell the top of her head in Calgary. She still smells new. You've got about 3 months left on that, and then it goes off the rails, and your kid doesn't smell like that anymore. Oh, what do you have to add, Vince? You got to say it. You got to talk so we can see it.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm a lover of books, and any agent that wants to read a good book on giving back, there's called The Go-Giver. This was a gift from a friend. And another one is What I Know For Sure by Oprah Winfrey. It's actually a great inspirational book, and I guarantee you, after you read this, you will definitely want to get involved in the community.
And Leo, you have to talk for us to see that.
Oh, it says Rotary. Now, my Rotary Club isn't exactly exciting and overly spectacular, but it is about giving back to the community. So if you want to start somewhere, and you don't necessarily, if you want to start giving but you're really lost, there's a way that you can get involved. The average age is 92.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Leo, thank you so much. Vince, thank you so much. I know that we're going to inspire some people around North America to get more involved, and thank you for everything that you do. I know it isn't for the thanks, but you two guys are awesome. You're really authentic people, and we appreciate it very, very, very much. We're taking next week off. I've got a commitment I can't get out of. Sorry, Dave, to not let you know that beforehand. We return February the 20th. We'll have two shows before we get to down to R4, which is going to be a fantastic conference this year. I think Leo won't be there because Leo's got baby things. But Vince, are you heading down to R4?
Unfortunately, I'm going to be missing it because I'll be volunteering in Ecuador to build a school for children.
I'm very upset. By the way, the previous story, the reason why he was golfing and not being able to help Leo is because he was at a charity golf tournament. He says he doesn't even like golf. You're down in Ecuador building homes or schools, did you say?
We're building a school, and we're learning about income disparity. It's for a charity called Free the Children. And it's the same week as R4, and I know I'm going to be missing the glitz and glamour of Vegas and Steven Tyler, but I think I have a calling, and I need to go on this trip.
Do Dave and I feel guilty being at R4 enjoying ourselves when we know you're in Ecuador building a school now? Are we permitted not to carry that guilt?
I will forgive you guys if you guys get me Steven Tyler's autograph and a picture.
Okay, you got it. We'll make that happen. We'll make that happen. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Michael, we probably could make that happen.
Yeah, no, yeah, we'll make. Steve and I are pretty tight. We'll make that happen. Thank you everyone for watching. We come back February the 20th. Remember, R4 Live, Mobile Agent TV episode, Tuesday, March 3rd, 11:30 to 12:30, right there in the marketplace. If you aren't able to attend R4, we're going to bring a little bit of R4 to you for that hour. We return Friday, February the 20th, 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. If you have any referrals heading out to the East Coast of the United States, get a hold of Dave. He'll put you in the hands of the right RE/MAX agent. Any referrals coming up to the West Coast of Canada, get a hold of me. I'll put you in the hands of the right RE/MAX agent, Leo Bruno. And as Melanie Gallia of RE/MAX Fort McMurray wants us to end every show, please tell 5 other RE/MAX agents about Mobile Agent TV. We grow every week. It permits us to have amazing guests on the show, like Leo, like Vince. Thank you very much. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Leo. Thanks, Vince. We'll see everybody next week.